Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lenning School Watch Wednesday night readings in English and Spanish. We also have in Thai, Vietnamese, and Swahili. Bienvenidos a la escuela Lenning Lectures. Nelandes, Vietnamita y Swahili. This is Diane Lenning, your host, broadcasting to you live from the United States of America. Esto es Diane Lenning, su difusión, anfitrión en vivo desde los Estados Unidos de América. Espectáculo de esta noche será inglés y español. Sometime during the program, I will sing the old song Amazing Grace, written over 200 years ago. I hope you will learn to sing the song during your worship time with the Lord. Programa que va a cantar la vieja canción Grace, increíble escrito más de 200 años atrás. Mi esperanza es que usted aprenda a cantar la canción durante su tiempo de adoración al Señor. Night shows. This is your host, Diane Lenning. Bienvenidos a la Escuela Lenning Espectáculos Nocturnos Relo Miércoles. Tonight, I will read the book of John, chapter 3, starting in English, then Spanish. So get out your book of John or just sit back, relax, and listen. We also have wonderful music to listen to tonight for your enjoyment. I know there is a caller on the line. I will take calls after I have prayer and say the lesson, and you're welcome to hang in there and listen the whole time on the phone. I believe if you called in on the toll-free number, it should be free for you. Esta noche voy a leer el libro de Juan, capítulo 3, a partir de inglés, luego en español. Salir de tu libro de Juan, o simplemente sentarse, relajarse y escuchar. También cantamos con la maravillosa música para escuchar para su disfrute. We are saying the Lord's Prayer for you to learn it from memory. You can find the Lord's Prayer in Matthew 6, verses 9 through 13. Let's say the Lord's Prayer together. Estamos diciendo la oración del Señor para que lo aprendan de memoria. Usted puede encontrar la oración del Señor en Mateo 6, versículos 9 al 13. Vamos a decir la oración del Señor juntos. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Padre nuestro, que estás en los cielos, santificado sea tu nombre. Venga tu reino, hágase tu voluntad, así en la tierra como en el cielo. Danos hoy nuestro pan de cada día. Perdónanos nuestras deudas, como también nosotros perdonamos a nuestros deudores. No nos metas en tentación, mas líbranos del mal. Porque tuyo es el reino, el poder y la gloria por siempre. Amen. I will read a few scriptures in English, then in Spanish for your understanding. Voy a leer algunas escrituras en inglés, luego en español por su comprensión. Un momento. In a moment. listen and enjoy the song as we worship the Lord. John chapter 3. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles and signs that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Había un hombre de los fariseos que era llamada Nicodemus, un principal entre los judíos. Este vino a Jesús de noche y le dijo, Rabbi, sabemos que eres un maestro venido de Dios, porque nadie puede hacer estas señales que tú haces si no está Dios con él. Respondido Jesús y le dijo, de cierto te digo, que el que no naciere de nuevo, no puede ver el reino de Dios. Nicodemo le dijo, ¿cómo puede un hombre nacer siendo viejo? ¿Puede acaso entrar por segunda vez en el vientre de su madre y nacer? Respondió Jesús, de cierto te digo, que el que no naciere del agua y de espíritu, no puedo entrar en el reino de Dios. 6. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, Ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, How can these things be? Jesus answered and said unto him, Art thou a master, the teacher of Israel, and knowest not these things? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we do know, and testify that we have seen, and ye receive not our witness. Lo que es nacido de la carne, carne es, y lo que es nacido de espíritu, espíritu es. No os maravilléis de que te dije, os es necesario nacer de nuevo. No el viento sopla de donde quiere, y oís su sonido, mas sabéis a dónde viene ni a dónde va. Así es todo aquel que es nacido del Espíritu. Respondió Nicodemo y le dijo, ¿Cómo puede hacerse esto? Respondido Jesús y le dijo, ¿Eres tú maestro del Israel y no sabes esto? De cierto, once, a ti te digo, hablamos lo que sabemos y damos testimonio de que hemos visto, y no recibes nuestro testimonio. In English, if I have told you earthly things and ye believe not, how shall ye believe if I tell you of heavenly things? And no man hath ascended up to the heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn or judge the world, but that the world through him might be saved. En español. Si os he dicho cosas terrenales y no crisis, ¿cómo crisis? Si odiere las celestiales, nadie ha subido al cielo, sino el que descendió del cielo, el Hijo del Hombre que está en los cielos. Y como Moisés levantó la serpiente en el desierto, así es necesario que el Hijo del Hombre sea levantado, para que todo aquel que en él cree no se pierda, mas tenga vida eterna. Porque de tal manera amó Dios al mundo, que ha dado a su Hijo unigénito, para que todo aquel que en él cree no se pierda, mas tenga vida eterna. Porque no envió Dios a su Hijo al mundo para condenar al mundo, sino para que el mundo se salve por el ser. In English, he that believeth in him is not condemned or judged, but he that believeth not is condemned and hath been judged already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than night or light, because their deeds were evil. En español, el que en él cree no es condenado, pero el que no cree ya ha sido condenado, porque no ha creído en el nombre del unigénito Hijo de Dios. Y esta es la condenación, que la luz vino al mundo, y los hombres amaron más las tinieblas que la luz, porque sus obras eran malas. 20. In English. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. Porque todo aquel que hace al malo aborrece la luz, y no viene a la luz para que sus obras no sean reprendidas. Mas el que practica la verdad viene a la luz, para que sus obras sean manifestadas, que son hechas en Dios. 22. After these things came Jesus and his disciples into the land of Judea. And there he tarried with them and baptized. Después de esto, vino Jesús con sus discípulos a la tierra de Judea. Y estuvo allí con ellos y bautizaba. To be baptized. Bautizaba. 23:23 in English. And John also was baptizing in Anon near to Salem, because there was much water there, and they came and were baptized. También Juan estaba bautizando en Enon, junto a Salim, porque habla allí muchas aguas, y venían y eran bautizados. For John was not yet cast into prison, porque Juan no había sido aún puesto en la cárcel. Then there arose a question between some of John's disciples and the Jews about purifying. Entonces hubo discusión entre los discípulos de Juan a los judíos acerca de la purificación. And they came unto John and said unto him, Rabbi, he that was with thee beyond Jordan, to whom thou bearest witness, behold, the same baptizeth, and all men come to him. Y vinieron a Juan y la dijeron, Rabbi, el que estaba contigo al otro lado del Jordan, de quien tú diste testimonio, y aquí bautiza, y todos vienen a él. John answered and said, A man can receive nothing except it be given to him from heaven. Respondido Juan y dijo, No puede el hombre recibir nada, sino la fuere dado del cielo. Ye yourselves bear me witness that I said, I am not the Christ, but that I am sent before him. Vosotros mismos me sois testigos de que dije, Yo no soy el Cristo, sino que he sido enviado delante de él. He that hath the bride is the bridegroom, but the friend of the bridegroom, which standeth in hearing him, rejoiceth greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. This my joy, therefore, is fulfilled. El que tiene la esposa es el esposo. Mas el amigo del esposo, que hace en pie y le oye, se goza grandemente de la voz del esposo. Este mi gozo cumplido. He must increase, but I must decrease. 30. Necesario que él crezca, pero que yo mengue. 31. He that cometh from above is above all. He that is of the earth is earthly, and speaketh of the earth. He that cometh from the heaven is above all. El que de arriba viene, sobre todos es. El que es de la tierra es terreno, y cosas terrenas habla. El que viene del cielo es sobre todos. And what he has seen and heard, that he testifieth, and no man receiveth his testimony. Y lo que vio y oyó, esto testifica, y nadie recibe su testimonio. He that hath received his testimony hath set to his seal that God is true. El que recibe su testimonio, testimonial. Apuesto su sello que Dios es veraz. For he whom hath sent speaketh the words of God. For he whom God hath sent speaketh the words of God. For God giveth not the Spirit by measure unto him. Porque el que Dios envió las palabras de Dios, porque Dios no la el Espíritu por medida de él. The Father loveth the Son, and hath given all things into his hand. El Padre ama al Hijo, y ha puesto todo en su mano. 36. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth or obeyeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth in him. El que cree en el Hijo tiene vida eterna, y el que rehúsa creer en el Hijo no verá la vida, sino que la ira de Dios está sobre él. Well, praise the Lord, that's the first chapter of John, el primo de Juan, in inglés y español. We are now going to listen to a beautiful song, and let's sing one that talks about Jesus, because Jesus is who we're reading about in Juan. So I was thinking about there's something about that name, but I think we'll do We Will Glorify. We Will Glorify Jesus, the Lord, is sung by Twyla Paris, and you can order these songs online. So let's listen to We Will Glorify.
We will glorify the King of Kings.
a few moments to pray together. Oración. Dear Heavenly Father, bless each one who is listening today. Be with them, protect them, and may the Holy Spirit guide each person in their daily walk with the Lord. And if they don't know the Lord yet, may they accept you, Jesus, tonight. Make a hedge of safety around them and their families, and help them to step from darkness into the light by following the pattern Jesus Christ has given us to follow in the New Testament. And may the scriptures come alive to each one who hears and reads the word. And bless and anoint those who share the good news with their friends and families. Give each one strength and understanding to do what is right as they're stepping from darkness into the light. And help each one to show the love of God through their actions and kindnesses to others. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Oración en español. Querido Padre Celestial, bendice a cada uno que se escucha hoy en día. Estar con ellos, protegeros, y que el Espíritu Santo guíe a cada persona en su diario caminar con el Señor. Hacer una cobertura de seguridad el dono a ellos y sus familias. Ayudarles a paso de la oscuridad a la luz, siguiendo el modelo de Jesús Cristo, como nos da para seguir en el Nuevo Testamento. Que las Escrituras cobran vida a cada uno que hoy y lee la palabra. Bendice y ungir a los que comparten las buenas noticias con sus amigos y familiares. Dar a cada uno la fuerza y el entendimiento para hacer lo que es correcto. Ayude a cada uno para mostrar el amor de Dios a través de sus acciones y atenciones a los demás. Pedimos estas cosas en el nombre de Jesús. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Dice hallelujah. Dice hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Dice praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm going to sing now for you Amazing Grace, a song over 200 years old, written by John Newton. He lived from 1725 to 1807. I'll just sing a few of the verses and then finish off later with the rest. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear say hallelujah? Hallelujah. Do you say praise the Lord? Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Gracias, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Gracias, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Escuchen. Let's listen to another beautiful song. Let's lift up your name on high. Let's hear that one. We're lifting up the name of Jesus. And lift up your name on high. You can find, as well as all these other songs, on the internet, if you just Google the name of them. Lift Your Name on High is sung by Stuart Townsend. Let's listen to that one together and worship the Lord. Praise the Lord. Life by accepting Jesus Christ. In John 3:16, which we just read tonight, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Porque de tal manera amó Dios al mundo, que ha dado a su Hijo unigénito, para que todo aquel quien él cree no se pierda, mas tenga vida eterna. If you'd like to receive the Lord Jesus tonight, pray this prayer with me. Dear Heavenly Father, I know that I am separated from you. I want to step out of darkness and walk into the light. I believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross and shed his blood for my sins. I receive your forgiveness. I am willing to turn from my way and walk your way. Lord Jesus, El Señor, I now invite you into my heart as my personal Lord and Savior, Jesus. I will follow and obey you as the Lord of my life. And I praise you and thank you for it. Muy gracias. In the name of Jesus, Jesus. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. I'm so glad you've been with us tonight. I'm going to sing the last couple of verses of Amazing Grace. There are six in all. And I don't think I'm going to get through all six tonight, but I think I will have gotten through a few of them. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we've no less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun. Try the first verse with me now that I'm going to sing as the last one for us tonight. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Praise the name of the Lord. Angels in heaven, sing when you've accepted the Lord. And the angels in heaven right now are singing praises and worship to the Lord because you have joined the family of God. People all around the world have joined the family of God. And when we are a child of God, we're a child of the King. And we're all one family. We're just so glad you've been here with us tonight. We pray, Lord, right now that you would bless and keep all of those around the world, especially those tonight who are Spanish speakers and who are wanting to learn English and wanting to know about the Lord Jesus. And many of them already have heard some of the scriptures through their churches, but desire a closer walk with you. Lord, we pray that you would bring them closer to you. Give them better understanding of the Scripture, that the Holy Spirit would be revealed unto them and give them greater understanding of how to be a Christian, how to drop the ways of the world that are not desirable, that the God wants us to drop and to act and be more like Jesus. We pray that you would bless and anoint them as they share the name of the Lord with others. And the gift of salvation with others. We pray you would protect them and bless them and be with them. In the name of Jesus, amen. Let's just worship together. Let's worship together the last few minutes as we enjoy this song together. And lift your hearts and your hands and your minds to the Lord Jesus. Just say in our hearts, praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We worship you, Lord God, Almighty God, Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. praise you, Jesus. Praise the Lord, Heavenly Father. Praise you, Jesus. Gracias. Hallelujah. Praise. Pedimos estas cosas en el nombre de Jesús. Thank you for being with us tonight. Gracias yo por estar con nosotros esta noche. May God bless you, be with you, and keep you. Que Dios los bendiga a vosotros y os guarde. Praise the name of the Lord. Until next time, this is Diane Linding, your host. May the Spirit of the Lord be with you. Good night. Hasta la próxima de nuestro de Diane Linding, su anfitrión. Que el Espíritu del Señor esté con ustedes. Buenas noches. Remember, I love you, and God loves you. Recuerde, te quiero, Dios te ama. Buenas noches. Good night. Bye-bye. Buenas noches. Bye-bye.